This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Fired up here on a Monday. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Take you guys up until 2. And then I'm out for the Christmas break.
Yep. We'll hold it down tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
And then we're going to take the path of the Tobin.
How was your Christmas party? Rhinestone Cowboy.
So, how bedazzled were you?
I wasn't too bedazzled. Here, I'll show you.
I don't think he was bedazzled at all. It's
no, because you couldn't see the back of the jacket.
Oh, so you had rhinestones?
Yeah, hold on. My
because you looked it looked just like your standard Canadian tuxedo. That's what you had going on.
No, but you couldn't see the
he was in denim.
He was.
Nah, look.
Denim on denim.
So that was me and my daughter.
Leroy and Snitchy Mouse.
Snitchy Mouse, yeah.
Adorable.
Leroy, you just look like a guy living in the 80s
in
the South. Yeah,
you look fantastic.
No, but you didn't see the back. And then my front, my shirt was bedazzled and said 504.
Is that New Orleans?
That area?
Yeah, because I had a fleur-de-lis on my back.
Ah, fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
Very good.
So
what yeah. was the party a good time?
Oh yeah, it's always a good time. Had a couple of drinks, start messing with people.
And you only got to walk across the street.
May or may not have called two of my neighbors Tic Tac. They were tiny. They're tiny. They're fun.
Why are you size shaming people?
I'm not size shaming.
A little bit.
They can't control that, Leroy.
I'm not. I just thought it was because they're very nice. And I was like, they go, "What's up, Leroy? What's up, Tic Tac?"
Glad you went to the fight on Friday.
Yes, I did.
How'd you enjoy it?
Well, thank God for TV and apps, man.
I gotta tell you,
because those early fights were.
It wasn't a great card.
No,
the only cool part was Anderson Silva getting to see him back in action, and he obliterated Tyron Woodley. But you know, in fairness, he's three weight classes bigger than him. He really like,
and it was a short notice fight for Woodley.
Yeah, I mean. But did you see him fake the kick and then hit him with the uppercut?
And he fell for the fake kick with no kicking?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Dude, you're supposed to get knocked out.
He fell for the fake kick. I was like, woof.
It's not like Jawbreaker, Jake Paul, running and tackling.
Dude, this is
no lie. Everybody said, this looked bad. It only looked bad for Jake Paul, who was on all fours for most of the fight because he was grabbing and tackling.
Yeah, especially after the third round.
Yeah, like, that was a bad look.
Once he got to the third round, like, look.
Soon as Anthony Joshua figured out, he's done pretty soon.
Yeah, there was two things. Like, Anthony Joshua was swinging and missing early, but he just, because, like, he had no intention of engaging with him in a fight. Once he like caught him with one uppercut going low, because he's like, oh, the whole thing is he's gonna go to the corner and duck like it's a circus. And then Jake Paul just completely, like, you texted it, but it was clear too. Like, he was running out of gas. Like, you're not going to be able to win a fight like that.
He was running and running. Then all of a sudden, he just looked like
he's not
ran
conducive
out of juice.
To, he's not conducive to cardio. Like, even in right. his other, you know, because he's
HGH.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who
but
knows?
I'm telling you, like, yeah, you can see it. I'm like, uh-oh. This is over real soon, folks, because mm-hmm. he getting tired. He getting real tired because taking deep breaths, taking the knee. He had 17 standing eight counts, and one of them was just Mirza. He tackled him. He got kneed in the junk.
Well, he didn't get kneed in the junk. That was another thing.
In the stomach.
He was in the stomach, and he's right. like, I'm like, because they showed it on the Tron.
He
we're
was
like,
calling. Listen,
and then you can see him. It took him a long time to get some breath. I'm like, this is over.
Man, listen. I can't speak for her. I mean, she's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the joy that came across Jay Figg's face.
Grinch smile.
Grinch smile. Oh,
how'd you feel?
Hey, what did you do? Did you fist pump?
How'd you feel?
Hi, Jay Figg.
Hey. So, look, I kind of feel bad. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, what?
You didn't know his jaw was broke.
No. I felt bad just seeing him, like, on the floor. He constantly kept falling on the floor, and I kept
falling. He wasn't falling.
He was running to the floor.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit bad, but you know what?
Well,
he had it going.
Here's what I think what Jennifer's feeling is like how I felt going into that night.
Yeah, because like
my entire thing was I was like, I'm worried for what's going to happen tonight because I know that this is very what he's about
he
to
could
do
get grazed by
is,
something
yeah,
that could just put him
it's
in night
just night. Very
yeah.
very dangerous and whoever decided you know I'm sure he's a wild guy but there's a lot of money on the line a lot of Netflix money on the line and to go from fighting a very skilled boxing dwarf to fighting a man who is way too big for you to be fighting.
Extremely
and
large.
Is very, very dangerous and has been boxing his whole life and is an Olympic champion and is basically a cyborg. And you're like sitting here and be like, oh, there are people. Drake put $200,000 on Jake Paul. Like, and Drake.
I mean, it's Drake. Come on. I mean, I've been like, suffering L's for the last
two years. I don't know what he, like, did anybody like really think, you know, he hit him a couple times, like, caught him.
Didn't
but, like,
even hurt him.
Didn't even touch. Like,
that
it didn't hurt.
That was kisses.
Impressed that he was able to land a glove on him. Like, that. But the idea that he was going to go in there and he was like telling it, oh, I'm going to F him up. I'm going to mess you. Like, dude, his intention was survival. And if you're, and for me, people are like, what's your prediction? I'm like, I'm going to think he's going to lose in a round. I think he's going to, so went past my expectations. He was able to survive for many rounds.
I mean, I've never seen a fighter run like that.
Not only running, but
tackling.
The diving at the legs was embarrassing.
That's
exactly.
what I'm saying.
That's why
when
I
you
felt
see
so bad
because
it was embarrassing.
When everybody during the fight was talking about how Anthony Joshua is not looking good the longer this fight goes, I'm like, no, I feel the opposite. That what kind of man talks this much trash and then tackles a guy every other second?
Right. But I was impressed that he was able to still get up after that he was able to get up and not be taken out of a stretcher for taking a shot like he did from Anthony Joshua. Tough guy.
Oh, don't worry. He, like.
Tough guy. Look, got handsomely rewarded for it.
Tough guy.
He is. He's a tough guy.
Who's a tough guy?
Jake Paul.
He ain't a tough guy.
Dude, he took a.
He ran around for
Leroy,
four rounds.
He took a monster right hand from a former heavyweight champion of the world and had his jaw cracked twice and got up to talk about it minutes later.
Tobin, can I ask you this? You really think Anthony Joshua do like the hardest punch he can?
No,
he doesn't have to throw the hardest, but like it doesn't matter.
No.
Like even if you took a good punch from a guy who's 6'6", 240, like
I think
dude,
he held back on some that punch.
People around me were saying, "Oh, he's not doing anything." I'm like, I don't think you want him to do much right now.
I think you guys.
I think if he really hit him, he could have cracked.
I felt
his
like
face.
There was,
as soon as he tried to get active, but here's the
dude,
problem.
He had
Let
a lot.
Let me tell you the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake Jake Paul made was. He didn't want to get interactive when Anthony Joshua until he got tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that's when you really could get knocked out.
Yeah. I think more people would have liked him to go. Like, you can't go. He shouldn't go toe-to-toe with him. It's dangerous.
But
he shouldn't have fought the fight. Like,
but,
that's the thing is he shouldn't have been there. And his promoters for doing it and his promoters for convincing him or agreeing with him or going along with him for doing it. He's a wild man for even trying to step into the ring with somebody that's way too big for him, way too skilled for him, and he really shouldn't do it anymore. Like he's
and is it what? They're the same age.
Who's the same age?
How much older is Anthony Joshua?
They're not same age. I think they're 8 years apart.
No, they years. Oh, he's still in his 20s, right?
I think he's 29, so like I think 7 years apart. Like, right. But Jake Paul, but Anthony Joshua is still.
That's fight age.
A heavyweight at 36 is still got right. plenty of fight in him. Right. You know,
28 and 36.
So, right. it's not about. But like, that's a dangerous fight, and it really shouldn't have happened. It really shouldn't have happened. But the thing with me is. After it happened, like, yes, he took the punch, he got up, did the interview. My level was, I thought he was going to leave on a stretcher. That's what I was.
I mean, crack jaw going to the hospital, getting surgery is close enough.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But he got up, he did his interview, and he shouldn't do this anymore. There's nothing else to do.
That's what I.
There's nothing else to do.
When this fight was over, I thought, he got a good run out of this. This is over.
It's over, yeah. And
because
I think. And
it he won't, can't go back to fighting. He can't go back to fighting. You know,
he's like, I'm gonna go be a champion. Like, no, you're not. You're not gonna be a champion. You're not gonna be
because that ain't even the best of the heavyweights.
Go join your brother.
Yeah, you're not.
Go to WWE. Become the tag team champs.
It's crazy that I and this is what I guess I'll give him credit for. It's crazy that he got to this point and that he got everybody buying into it. That he stepped in a ring with a former heavyweight champion and that yes, he was in there. Whatever you guys think it was full speed. Anthony Joshua was swinging with bad intentions.
Yeah.
Swung and missed a few times with bad intentions. Like, that was very dangerous for a guy who is not at that skill level and should not be in a ring, skill or size level.
That's
with
why
Anthony
nobody
Joshua.
Else would even sanction a fight.
Yes. And so that to me is like, you didn't dodge a bullet because your bullet has been, it cracked two parts of your jaw, but you lived. So you should probably just be like, all right, cool, we got away with it.
And you made nine.
Let's
figures.
Move on.
He made take 100. Your winnings.
He made a. They claim he made 120 million.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy that either.
I don't
either.
Buy that. Because Anthony Joshua even said going into it that he didn't make the most for this fight. I don't buy that he made $100 million.
But yeah, they said Joshua
made I'm sure he made a lot of money, though. I don't know when we got to this point where we're like, yeah, he made $100 million. It's like, did you? Really? Giving away all them
that
tickets?
That would be the biggest fight of the year.
Giving away all that those tickets?
That would be the biggest fight of the year.
Yeah, come on.
So wait, the crazy thing about it is, kudos to the camera crew. Because the way they Netflix showed it, Netflix it was a packed house.
No, yeah, bro. Yeah.
When you watching it on TV, it
had its missing parts for sure.
No, when you showed it on TV, missing the way parts. They scanned around and did the panoramic view and everybody, it looked like it was.
Hey, it got by the time we got to the fight,
correct.
A lot of people were closer now.
People,
yeah, but those are the,
yeah, but it was. I would say I don't know how many people paid for their tickets, but I will tell you that like by the time the fight got to the main event, it was 90% full from whatever they were selling.
You know what's crazy? Like when we go to Vegas and it's only like 6 o'clock in mm-hmm. Vegas. So I think people tend to come a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
To the fights in Vegas. Whereas here, people only come for the last fight.
Right. And all the floor seats, I think a lot of the celebrities were just given, like, invited by Netflix, and they were told to go there. And a lot of Astron and influencers who were there on the floor.
Oh, there was a lot of Astron.
There was a lot.
By the way, Michael Irvin was there as well.
He was
at the fight, and then he went to the Canes game. That was a long night for Michael Irvin.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That was a red eye.
What?
Nothing.
There's
only one thing.
What? Ah, oh, come on. He could have gotten some sleep on the plane.
Coffee.
He could have gotten sleep
it's
on the plane.
It's about 5 hours on a plane. Well, no, just kidding. No, like 3.5, sorry.
It's a two-hour.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a three-hour flight, right?
Let me ask you a question.
If it's
to Texas A&M? No, it's like 5 hours.
No. It's like 3.5. Three and a half.
To Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Isn't that almost west?
That's Texas.
All right. So, anyway, let me just say this. I can understand if he went from Jake Paul to Sweet, okay? Then I would say, you know, he's probably a little tired or whatever. But when you go from Jake Paul to on the sidelines like this.
Wait, I just stay there. Let me get the camera for
you. We get it.
I got questions. And if y'all saying, oh, no. Like,
I never thought.
Take it from somebody who has gone out all night, hopped on the red eye, and came in and went to work the next day. Absolutely not. Coffee my ass.
He doesn't need a get back coach, though. I'm impressed. He knows the line.
Come on.
Then they get a warning.
Did they?
Yeah. That game.
Come on, man. Let's not do that to Mike. Playmaker could have just taken an early flight. Oh, yeah. I mean, he has money. He could have taken a private plane.
Yeah.
You know, you can take a private plane, but they won't fly out. They have to fly out according to the airport.
So
you can't just go.
Well, he obviously took a plane. I mean, how was it to get there?
Yeah,
no, because our boy Monroe flew out early Saturday morning. So
was he also at the Jake Paul fight?
Wait, probably. So they had to go. They had to go really early because game started at 11 o'clock local time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Poof.
Mm-hmm. It's 7.
I didn't get home till 3 a.m.
So if you leave at 7, well, if you leave at 7 here, it's 6 there.
Yeah.
Right.
You can get there by 9:30, 10.
And then you go straight to the game.
Yeah. Now, okay, you're not helping because now you're telling me.
I'm trying.
Wait. Off the plane, straight to the game, and.
Leroy.
I've never seen anybody like intense like that.
And kissing people.
Oh, that was great.
The wet, the sweaty kiss. Great. The sweaty kiss.
And he just kept like rubbing it
off.
He's just like,
they're like, how was that kid? He's like, disgusting.
Like,
especially with the mop on his head.
Now, let me say, damn, nothing but juices and berries. So, the thing is that as long as I've known Mike, he is an intense person.
Dade South says they had an A&M official go and tell Irvin to get off the field. I saw it on his YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he mics himself up for these games for his YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can see the little thing.
Yeah, Michael Irving's, his YouTube channel.
It's great. Oh, man. we'll take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.